Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Brent Van Houwen, head coach of the Pella Boys track and field team, after a great weekend at Drake Relays, coach. A great opportunity to showcase the growth of this program, even after losing another group of really key athletes, especially in your throws the last couple of years. How exciting is it coming off of that weekend and having a couple extra meets in between to now be really building towards this postseason?
Yeah, you know, we're really excited with our performances at Drake last weekend, and then real solid meet Monday night at our first home meet. Even though wind was gusting 30 miles an hour at time, kids performed very well. We had some very good times, and they just competed. And it's really good just to see some nights like that. You just go out and you compete, and they competed very well. And then followed it up with a really nice meet at Grinnell the next night, which is something that we normally don't do, is go two nights in a row. So it was good to see those, the guys do that two nights in a row, and kind of sets you up for state meet where you have to do it two or three days in a row for a lot of guys. So yeah, it's been a real nice week for us.
Well, and the relays themselves, several top finishes. Obviously, no surprise for Kanan Dunham. Had a really great weekend in four events. Kanan being all over the place there and showcasing his stuff. And Harry Mullins getting into the finals in the 100 meters. Unfortunately, they don't have a two there. If not, I think you do really well there as well. A couple of your relays doing well as well. And your thoughts then just about how that sets you up, knowing that that was probably a good way to test the water, so to speak, with the postseason coming up.
Yeah, especially for like Kanan, just the way that they have it set up at Drake with the 32 being the first race on Thursday, which is similar to state, and then some of the other things are kind of laid out the same way, and mile and 800 on the same day, just like it is at state. So yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to see those things and just kind of see how the guys recover from race to race and get prepared for the next one. I think it's a good challenge for those guys. So yeah, it was an exciting weekend, and guys performed well, and the weather was decent for once, and yeah, it was a good time for them.
Well, and that sets up here for the final push, and it starts with the Little Hawkeye Conference meet on Thursday. And whereas the girls' race appears to be, at least on the team side, a duel, the boys' race seems like there could be a lot of teams in hand. Indianola and Norwalk, obviously Class 4A schools, it showed a lot of stuff up at the Drake Relays. The Newton boys really surging back up. They were a third-place team a few years ago and really doing so with the sprints. A few of the other teams have a couple things that could disrupt that balance, but it very well could be a four-team race into the conference meet this Thursday.
Yeah, I could see four or five teams with DCG. They got enough stuff, to put together a nice conference team. And yeah, it could be five teams in any order when it comes down to the end of it. So I like our plan that we've put together to try to maximize some points at the conference meet. It'll look different than some of the things that we've done throughout the course of the year, but yeah, I like our plan, and will give us a chance to, at least coming down to those last three, four races, to be in the hunt for the conference title, and which would be really exciting because it's a very deep conference this year and a lot of events. So yeah, looking good.
Here, Brent Van Houwen, head coach of the Pella Boys track and field team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And that then kicks us into senior night. So the Monday after conference coming up. So a week from this coming Monday, we're talking during tulip time, a home meet and a real chance to honor the senior class. And again, another big team that you've had, a big program, and a lot of seniors that we don't get to talk about because they're not hitting maybe your state roster.
Yeah, there's, I think we have 15-ish seniors. We'll get them out there on the track for last time. For probably over half of them will probably be their last time that they compete. But it just happens to be their last meet of the year, which is kind of exciting too. You see a lot of senior nights, a lot of places are early in the season. We just get that chance to have it be the last meet of the season. So it's kind of exciting for those kids, and they'll get that chance, at one or two things that they really want to do and do well. And yeah, we get on a really good group that's been around and has seen some really good track teams over their 4 years of high school.
Yeah, and then following Monday, winner set. So 2 weeks here from the beginning of tulip time, that is the state qualifying site. And just one of those years, Coach, where there will be a handful of athletes, no doubt, that will push your guys, but certainly one of those sites where it feels like some of the elite programs that you'll be contending with at state aren't there. So maybe a chance to get a lot of events up to state, which gives you a lot of flexibility then when planning a state roster.
Yeah, it's a really good district meet. There's, like you said, there's a lot of individual things and a few relays from some schools, but it's not what we've had the last 5 or 6 years, where it's been the best district meet in the entire state the last 4 or 5, 6 years. So that's nice. You know, there's always a few things that we probably can get through that normally we haven't gotten through. So just get a few more kids involved in that state team and get that experience at state, and especially some of the young guys. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. I haven't been to Winterset in 20 years. I think it was my first year in 2006. We ran districts there and we haven't been there since. So just a chance to go somewhere else, compete somewhere else, see some teams that we don't see during the year. So yeah, we're looking forward to that and hoping for a really good night.
Well, coming off of Drake Relays and with that, the way the sites are drawn up, it really does feel like Class 3A is going to be quite the competition with, what, maybe 5-6 teams, Coach, that are above that 35 to 40 point range. And now, I mean, a lot of the work to get that done is happening now, right? You're not just showing up once you get that state list and saying, hey, here we go. A lot of planning and trying to get yourself an opportunity to score as many points as possible and come away with a state title.
Yeah, we've been doing, you know, a lot of brainstorming the last week on, you know, maneuvering here and there and competing with, you know, it's going to be, like you said, six teams probably: Algona, Waverly, Clear Creek, Western Dubuque, us. Newton's going to be right there. I mean, there's a lot of teams that can score 35, 40, 40 plus points. And you just never know. You get guys in state competition and people, some kids do really, really well and exceed their expectations, and others just do what they're supposed to do. And it could be any one of 5-6 teams that walk away with the state championship trophy. So I think we've put ourselves in a good position so far. I think we got some work to do yet in some places, and we'll just see how the last 3 weeks unfold.
That's Head Coach Brent Van Houwen of the Pella Boys Track and Field Team. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee, and we'll get a chance to talk about how it's all unfolding ahead of the state meet. Appreciate your time, and we'll see you both at conference and at Winterset the following week.
Hey, thanks for having me again.